We turn now to something that could make a difference to a lot of American troops when they get out of uniform. A new GI Bill is gaining ground in both the Senate and the House. Backers say it's about time, since the current one falls short when it comes to paying for things like a college education at today's prices. And while it has broad support, it's also raised concerns, as NPR's John McChesney reports.
After World War II, the GI Bill gave vets what amounted to a free ticket to the best colleges and universities in America. But those days are long gone. Today, it picks up just 70% of the tab at a public college and only about 30% of the costs at a private college, like George Washington University in D.C. That's where Todd Bowers was a student until his National Guard unit got called up again.
I was able to complete one semester at GW, and then I was called up for my second tour in Iraq. It was during that time that I was serving in Fallujah, a city just west of Baghdad, where I was injured when a sniper's bullet hit the scope on top of my rifle. I was very lucky, to say the least. The fact I'm still sitting here today is something that amazes me.
After Bowers came home, he says he was determined to finish his studies at GW with the GI Bill's help. But
I started to fall into a tremendous amount of debt. I was taking out incredible student loans, trying to keep up with the tuition costs, and the GI Bill really was not picking up much more than a few of my books.
So Bowers dropped out. Today, he's director of government affairs for the IAVA, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association, which, along with other major veterans organizations, is supporting the bill. While it wouldn't pick up the full tab for George Washington University, the new bill would make it easier to pay for both private and public education. Its author is Senator Jim Webb, Democrat from Virginia, an ex-Marine wounded in Vietnam, who also served as Secretary of the Navy.
It's a cost of war, as far as I'm concerned. We need to take care of people. If we're going to be honest about how we value their service and how we appreciate what they've done, then this is a place where the American taxpayer should feel comfortable putting some money.
Webb's bill would pay tuition fees and books at the most expensive state university. It would also provide an allowance for essentials based on the federal cost of living estimate. That averages out to about $1,000 a month. As an incentive to private schools, the federal government would match any scholarship funds awarded to a veteran. It would also end the glaring disparity between active duty soldiers and members of the National Guard, such as Todd Bowers.
The way the GI Bill is structured, we do not receive cumulative benefits for our service in the National Guards and Reserves. If I serve 12 months, one single tour in Iraq, I will get 12 months worth of benefits of what the active duty receives. If I serve three tours of 12 months for a total of 36 months, I still only receive 12 months worth of benefits.
The new bill will take into account the cumulative service of a Guard or Reserve member. Altogether, 52 senators have signed on, including 9 Republicans, but not the Senate's most famous veteran, John McCain. He was asked about it a couple of weeks ago on one of his road trips.
It seems to me that it's a good thing to do, but I haven't examined the bill with the care that it needs, but we obviously need to do something along those lines.
McCain is under pressure from veterans groups, but as yet he hasn't signed on. Neither his campaign nor his Senate office responded to phone calls. The two Democratic contenders support the bill. In the House, 111 members support a similar bill. But the Pentagon has opposed it, concerned it will damage retention, that people will just leave the military to go to college. The Pentagon declined to comment for this report. Here's Senator Webb.
If you have a meaningful GI Bill, you're going to expand the potential pool of people who will come into the military. And that's a real concern we have to have as a society, because we want all elements of our society to be involved in the military when we have situations like Iraq. It's only when the mothers of Harvard wake up in the morning and worry about their son or daughter that we're going to have a hedge against adventurism.
Webb hopes his bill will be included as part of the Iraq War supplemental legislation, which will be voted on later this month. John McChesney, NPR News.
And this is NPR News.